For the second time in 2 days, suicide bombers have extracted a heavy toll in Iraq. Today, some 36 Iraqis were killed outside an army recruiting center in Baghdad. Yesterday, more than 50 Iraqis died in a suicide attack against a police station south of the capital. Nearly all the victims were men applying for jobs in the new Iraqi army and police force. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
This morning's blast took place in an Iraqi army recruitment center in central Baghdad, less than a mile from the Green Zone, the high-security area where the U.S.-led administration has its headquarters. Young men had just arrived to fill out their applications.
The car that exploded at this time, we believe, was a white Sierra Cutlass, year 1991, and we believe that it had about a 300- to 500-pound bomb in the car.
Colonel Ralph Baker from the 1st Armored Division said it was a suicide attack by a single male.
This is just yet another example of terrorist forces attempting to thwart the progress that's being made by the Iraqi citizens and by the Iraqi security forces here in Iraq.
U.S. officials are urgently trying to hire Iraqi security personnel as the American military tries to lower its profile on the streets. The new Iraqi army has only 2,000 troops, with the U.S. hoping to expand it to 35,000. New policemen are being rushed through training, but in Baghdad alone, officials say they need 10,000 more. Insurgents have targeted Iraqis who cooperate with U.S. troops, posting lists of so-called collaborators, leaving warnings on doorsteps, or setting bombs. Recent bombings have been timed for maximum effect, hitting while young men line up for work with the U.S. forces. The U.S. hopes Iraqi security personnel will be better received than the American troops, but the growing toll on Iraqis is fueling suspicions and creating a backlash. In the wake of yesterday's bombing, rumors spread that the cause of the explosion was indeed a U.S. missile attack. Angry young men stormed the ruined police station, shouting "No to America." As the dead and wounded were brought to Karama Hospital in Baghdad this morning, Ali Barak also blamed the Americans for the attack and for using Iraqis as fodder.
The one who is behind this explosion are the Americans who are doing this thing to our people. Because we can prove that what I'm saying, because no one of the American soldiers was injured, and they know and they're taking care of themselves. It seems that even they know that the explosion will happen.
The bombings are sowing confusion and fear and may also be designed to exacerbate tensions between Iraq's different religious and ethnic groups. Earlier this week, American officials released an intercepted document supposedly written by a suspected Jordanian terrorist with ties to Al-Qaeda. The alleged plan would be to target Shiite Muslims so that they, in turn, will retaliate against Sunnis. The bombings also coincide with a UN mission to Iraq. The team has been assessing security and other conditions to determine whether elections are feasible before June 30th, the day the U.S. wishes to transfer political authority to an Iraqi transitional government. A leading Shiite cleric has demanded direct elections for a new government to ensure the Shiite majority is reflected in the result. Sunnis oppose direct elections. The UN has so far found no consensus on how to proceed. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.